Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Wake up, Kansas City. Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live for the Brian and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. Would you believe it? It's going to be a high of 81 today. Currently 56, clear skies at the T-Mobile Center.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Meatball Day?
Feel like a pause is supposed to be right there.
Not really.
But blessed to be here, D. We're going to have us another great week. We're going to trust in God. And everything is going to be good because we got Mayor Lucas on the show this morning. Our conversation starting at 7:38, talking all things KC.
Yeah, and of course, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Former Vice President Kamala Harris has some remarks during Reverend Jesse Jackson's funeral. And sounds like Dwight Howard's household is all over the place.
Girl, what's going on?
Your motivation on deck in 10 minutes. We're going to have another blessed week. Kansas City started off with Hustle and Shine in the morning. Only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You can make a difference in the way this day unfolds. You can make a difference for how tomorrow turns out. You can make a difference for yourself. You can make a difference in the lives of others. Everything you choose to engage in brings consequences. You have the opportunity to make those consequences the best they can be. You have the ability to make a positive difference in the space that's right in front of you. You're also able to have a positive impact on certain situations far away in time and location. What you do matters in all sorts of ways. So be sure to put your love, your best considerations, and your highest truth into it. You can make a difference, and you do make a difference all the time. Keep up the great work and continue being a positive force in your world. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 72. Currently, it is 59. Mostly cloudy skies and Independence.
I predicted a lot about what's happening right now. I'm not into saying I told you so, but we did see it coming. But what I did not predict is that we would not have Jesse Jackson with us right now to help us get through this. And this afternoon has been such a beautiful remembrance of his spirit, his life, and his faith.
She ain't lying, D. I mean,
I'm happy she was able to reel it back in.
Man, look, the clips are flying around on the internet about the current state of what's going on with war, certain files, all this other stuff. Like, she said this. Not only did she say it, but Hillary said some of this too. And what do they both have in common? I'll let you figure it out.
I like that hump. Please record that hump. I'm going to need that. In other news, singer Ari Lennox shares an experience that low-key sounds like a domestic violence altercation, but it brings up the question, what's your line of feeling like a relationship is headed down a toxic path?
when things get really spicy, like if we're yelling, I know it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time for it to be over. I think yelling is like toxic.
What's the biggest thing that you guys would argue over?
He didn't like it when I would say no. We're walking home and I'm like, you know what? You don't like being told no. And that was the beginning of the end. I think we both blacked out a bit.
Is there a flag that's deeper than red? Like, do we have a burgundy flag? Do we have like a deep blood flag? I'm just trying to think of something worse than red, because not taking no. What? Are you serious?
Come but on, people dog. Take no in different forms. So sometimes it might not seem like, because people think of the extreme, like, you know, in intimacy.
Yeah.
That's what people think is the extreme. But when it's not even that moment, people are like, oh, that's not a big deal. He just said no to this.
Nah. Let me tell y'all something.
He or she. It could be anybody.
Yeah. This is for everybody. All genders. Non-binary. Everybody. Look, if you dating somebody and they have a hard time with accepting no as an answer, run. Yeah. The other way.
Hell no.
Because
don't make excuses for him. I know it's easy to do so, because, you know, people be like, hey, give him a chance.
Don't make no excuses for them, because look, there's going to be so many little miniature arguments that you could have avoided. Yeah.
Well, you see what type of time they on.
Exactly. I don't need to say no more.
No.
Run away. Run.
As Get fast away. As you can.
Leave me the hell alone.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Ha-ha, 103 Jam.
A serious situation happened yesterday, D, as there was a potential... I don't want to say that. There was an evacuation at KCI, and travelers were evacuated from the airport yesterday due to a potential threat. So around 11:50 a.m., Kansas City Aviation Department was made aware of a potential device inside the airport terminal, as well as in the parking garage. So the FBI, airport police, and other law enforcement officers worked to quickly evacuate the situation and ensure the safety of everyone, which meant travelers were evacuated from the terminal. Additionally, inbound flights were held on the taxiway away from the gates due to potential threat, per the aviation department. So there was a lot going on. Fam, and I'm thinking about all the travelers and everybody. Like, if I'm excited to go to Cancun, or I'm trying to get to San Diego, or just somewhere, I'm just trying to leave the town for a quick getaway, and I'm at the airport and they tell you to evacuate and you hearing these sirens go off. That's true. For a millennial or a zennial, that is traumatic. With us living through, you know, 9/11 and all the other million other travesties that we've been through. That's
alarming nonetheless.
Man, that's where my heart and mind goes to the people who is actually at the airport and having to deal with that.
Yeah. Oh, well, the good thing is FBI Director Cash Patel said that the threat at KCI was found not credible. So thank God for that.
He provided that news?
Yes, via KCTV.
He got done drinking them Milwaukee's best with the hockey team?
I don't know what he be up to. I'm out the loop.
Him and Trump arguing, or?
Yeah, no. That reference I get. They might be on the golf course together.
God bless the United States.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
D, Midtown Grocers and Community Builders of Kansas City, they have filed a $5 million lawsuit against the city of Kansas City over closure of the Sunfresh grocery store at 3110 Wabash Ave. Now, they are accusing the city of racial discrimination, claiming the city enabled rampant criminal misconduct at its own commercial property. $50 million and counting. That's what sounds like the legal cost is with this grocery store. Yeah, that's a hell of a number right there. The lawsuit states that the residents living near 31st and Prospect for decades have had few convenient options for fresh produce and other grocery essentials. And that's true, because before it was Sunfresh, it was like a Thriftway.
Okay.
It was a Thriftway before then. Mm-hmm. But that area though, 64130 around there, around Prospect, is normally known as a food desert. There's an Aldi right there. But
that ain't that. Yeah,
it's not enough for everybody. You know what I'm saying? This lawsuit, I don't know, man. I think it has some legitimacy to it, because I think they're going to say that there was not enough help provided, mm-hmm. even though cries were pouring out for more police, more security, because there was rampant criminal activity like yeah. drugs, prostitution, mm-hmm. theft, all that stuff going on right there. So,
I remember.
Yeah.
I told you it was a transition from when I used to live down there in college, and it definitely had a transition in the last few years, so...
Shout out to the Gen X that used to be over there too. Used to.
Oh yeah, they ain't over there no more. Oh wait,
No, absolutely not. Oh, it's
yeah.
something else now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I think Gen X done.
Yeah, it's a couple of the stores
over there. Went
the way
of the dodo bird.
Yikes!
Shout out to Gen X.
Well, let's just
go ahead. Some Koshine shirts from Gen X though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's why.
You gonna bring those back one day?
Probably not.
Okay. New era.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. Yeah, something different.
What up, y'all? It's your girl Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Cousins, thank you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, whether you're doing it through the app or the old school way, or you might be streaming us live looking at my little ugly mug on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook and YouTube pages. Whatever you're doing, we love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Good morning was sent over from Stacey Davis. Hey girl, hope you have an amazing week. Shout out to Carmen Nard. She said, let this fabulous week begin. I'm loving that energy, cousin. And then also shout out to Kansas City for coming to A Kid in a Kitchen open house.
Yeah.
That was sent over from Chef Taco. Big love to you and the entire family. Good morning to Raytown Track and Field. Let's have a great day with great weather. That's what Coach B said. So it sounds like y'all finna do some running. Shout out to one of our cousins from the 913 showing some love to her man, Ty. Missing him real bad with a heart. No, that's right. Shout out to Anthony Drone, Sherry Drone, Brandocious. Big Reese and Shane Blaze. Major shout out to all the cousins. Sheila Stevenson. She was sending some love to Chanel Coates. Who else we got? And who else? Hold on. Happy birthday to Chris Jones and Braden Lynch and Cedric Bowles Jr. And shout out to the KC Rattlers. Big love to Coach Harris. That's Rich Harris, always, that holds us down. And then, of course, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate you always.
Always.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:23 on your time. It is a high of 79, and currently it is 55. Clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle. TV personality Amy Lucciani, also the current wife of Dwight Howard, shared an emotional video on Instagram while opening up about her issues with her husband, Dwight Howard.
This is not him. This is not Dwight. This is trauma. This, and I can't go down for what he's doing. So they took our daughter. I caught this man forcing our 12-year-old son to cover for him. He was coaching our son to lie on me, and I had to record it.
Now, Amy claims Dwight forced his son to lie to police about her and also got his daughter removed from the home by CPS. So this is a result from now her getting on camera about it. Now, since then, Royce Reed, she's a dancer and the ex-wife to Dwight Howard. Well, she chimes in and says, hey, Amy, I told you.
You said I was jealous. You said I wanted him. When it's always been about the damn kids. And now you want to sit here and cry? And see her and be like, it's because of what everybody else did to him. No! It's because of what he does to people.
Look, when you got kids involved and you got the law with the kids involved, it takes it to a whole other level as far as, like, you getting the kids back, you proving to yourself or to the courts or whatever that you're actually sane enough to keep your kids.
It's
because
a lot of mess.
Because in... today's episode of Hey, Let's Get Indicted. Did you see that video, D? And what she held up?
Yeah.
Hmm. And so she sounds like she's been listening to Jeezy.
And that was cute. And to add to that, as you mentioned, she's alleging that Dwight Howard has some issues with drugs. And to add to it, you mentioned when the kids get involved, it just escalates. Well, Royce and Dwight's teenage son chimed in on his Instagram page. And he was just ultimately confirming the truth to his dad having some issues. And meanwhile, while all this was going on, Dwight Howard was seen on the Jumbotron the last night at the Lakers game. So I'm sure we'll hear more about that, but that is the latest and the greatest. That's Hustle and Shine in the Mornings. The Morning
Gospel. The greatest is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what up? It's when your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
We are back at it with another Monday. We are talking all things KC with Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Kansas City's 1% earnings tax brings in more than $370 million a year and helps fund sanitation, fire, and other essential city services. Now, voters in KC, we will decide in April whether to renew it for another 5 years. And some people still don't fully understand what's at stake, Mayor Lucas. If this tax doesn't pass, what real cuts would Kansas City is likely see in their day-to-day services? And for people who are skeptical about paying it, why do you believe that renewing the e-tax is critical for everyone who lives and works in Kansas City?
The first reality is you are likely to see tax increases in other areas, property tax increases, sales taxes, the sort of things I've heard people have issues with if this is not renewed. I understand that some people don't like taxes. This is one we've been paying since the 1960s, and it does go to core basic services, pays for our firefighters, pays for our fire trucks, pays for our sanitation workers, make sure the city keeps going. And so it is a large amount of funds. This was pushed by a right-wing group. It continues to be pushed. Their goal is to make sure that nobody who's in the billionaire and multimillionaire class has to pay taxes, and then all the rest of us are paying increased taxes on our property, increased taxes on everything we're getting at the store, increased taxes that hit us the worst. So right now, what we're seeing is a system that works for Kansas City, make sure that we can pay for the things that we need, our park system as well. I mean, there is a lot within it that this general fund helps support. Getting rid of it would set us back for years. It would harm our workers. And more than anything, I think it'd be detrimental long term because you'd see increased taxes.
Mayor Lucas, what would a day-to-day look like if we didn't have many of these services? What for a regular Kansas City, and what would that day look like?
So you know what? First of all, let me think about our more than probably about 6,000 workers. It would mean the pay increases that we continue to see. Our union members at Local 500, those are the people who work in your parks, work at the pools, work in public works. Those types of people would not see increases of the type they're seeking right now. So that's step one. For the normal Kansas City, and you would see less enforcement, right? You'd see less code enforcement. You'd see less city trash pickup. You would see fewer bulky item pickups. You would just see us have to cut a whole lot of money real fast. When I first became mayor, I understood what those cuts were like. We went through COVID-19 together. I think people saw the trash build up. They saw us deal with a lot of other issues in the city. That's the sort of problem that happens if you just take a hatchet to government.
Mayor Lucas, the FIFA World Cup is less than 100 days away, and I know we've been chatting a lot about how this will affect Kansas City, but little on how much a culture shock KC will be for the tourists. Now, even some of our overseas cousins aren't even familiar with tipping culture. My question to you is, how will Kansas City enforce local laws such as cannabis and some other things?
So, you know, I think a few things that we will probably try to do, and here's my jam, right? I've traveled, probably y'all have traveled. You know you shouldn't act a fool. Now, I know there are some people who go somewhere and they think, nobody knows me, anything like that. Right. I mean, so they're going to be knuckleheads along the way. But I think for the rest of us, we will make sure that we share a few basics, right? Marijuana is legal here. I think everybody who may have a marijuana habit or not that I'm talking from personal experience, but you know, you don't just go find the first person on the streets and all of that and get your supply. And if you do, there's a little bit of a risk. So I'm going too far. All I'm going to say is, you know, I think we're going to push our tourists to be in good legal spots, make sure they find and following the rules. And let me tell you something. If you got a few thousand dollars to get all the way over here to go through American immigration, get your visa, all of that, you know you got some sense. So the issue is you need to make sure you follow it.
Mayor Lucas, don't let us catch you over there on 22nd and Toppin. We know what's going on in. Loud Pack Lucas on deck.
Yikes. You're going to get hit with a cease and desist. You better stop.
And we be all right. We are back with our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, talking all things KC, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, nearly $500,000 in federal funding is going to the Matty Road Center to bring behavioral interventionists into Northeast Middle and Northeast High as part of the Stop School Violence program. This is going to help 3,000 students, and it's a great start. But families across Kansas City are dealing with safety concerns in schools, Mayor Lucas. If this program proves successful, is there a realistic pathway to expand it citywide so that every school has access to this kind of behavioral and mental health support?
So the answer to that question is yes. This is a wonderful, wonderful program at Northeast Middle School. And let me just tell y'all as an aside, sometimes I don't like social media, right? Because I put up a brick, you know, shot from 6 feet, everybody, you know, engages with it, clicks on it, all of that. You put up something like this that is probably one of the most impactful things that we can do. And everybody like, all right, you know, cool. But Northeast Middle School, and you probably remember this, they had a homicide inside the school.
Yeah, like two years ago.
And so this was something that was intentional for us, working with Maddie Rhodes Center, working with our federal partners to make sure that we're working on violence prevention. What you can't just do is show up after and be like, the kids are bad, or deal with whatever issues. We need to make sure we're invested in young people like the humans they are. This invests in social workers. This invests in counselors. This invests in the opportunities for our children to be children and in some situations know that somebody cares and loves them. So yeah, $500,000? If I told you how much we spend on some other stuff, yes, we can find $500,000. And we need to make sure it gets to places like Southeast. It needs to get to the Hickman Middle School. It needs to get up in the Northland where we're seeing more issues. My brothers and sisters in Kansas, you know, the way that we care and invest in kids is by showing up and being consistent. This is one program that's allowing us to do that. I was proud to be there at Northeast Middle the other day. I think this will be a game changer and a difference maker. And by the way, the cities that are seeing homicide progress, like Baltimore, Maryland, my good friend Mayor Brandon Scott over there, homicides down to historic lows in the city where The Wire is based, is because they're invested in young people, they're invested in violence prevention, in counseling, and stopping this cycle. We need to do more of that in Kansas City. We're going to see more of the same.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mayor Lucas. We appreciate you for tapping in on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll talk to you next Monday. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Stay safe.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time, high up 79. Currently, it is 56, clear skies at Village West. Actor Terrence Howard gets candid on a big portion of his childhood where, unfortunately, his innocence was taken away.
I was 4. That was different. It was the older girls that were watching me. They were like 6 and 7, and we did that every day until I was like 13. I had more sex then than I've had in my adult life. When you're not supervised, we played hide and go get, pants up, pants down. That was my experience, and I'm like, I look at my sons, 9 and 10 now, and I can't imagine them getting involved in that.
It's awful.
That is terrible. I'm thinking he's seeing somebody and talking to somebody about that, but dog, like, when you exposed to that type stuff at single digits, did he say 4 years of age?
Well,
you don't even know what the hell you don't know what's going on at four.
4 to 13 is when it was occurring. And it's awful. And it's so many tears to that. But the one thing that I'll continue to say is parents
4
supervise as much as you can your children. That, I told you, my mom was strict. I wasn't over nobody's house. I wasn't doing those things. And you get mad at your parents when you're a kid. You're like, why everybody else get to do this? But you don't really know what's happening in some of these other people's homes.
4
is ridiculous.
What do you do? This should be... I don't even think
17. I'm, and that's me coming from my perspective. Even you doing that at 18, you're still in a not right headspace. So just imagine 4 years
I agree.
Old.
I don't care. It should be the death penalty if you're convicted of doing anything like that with a 4-year-old. Anybody with single digits.
And that's part of the thing is, too, parents are held liable for that because you got other 4-year-olds seeing things and doing that with other kids.
That's crazy.
They got to learn it from somewhere. Other news, let's send some love over to singer Jeremih. He shared on his Instagram that he is unable to join B2K and Bow Wow on the Boys for Life tour that was set to kick off this month. In a statement, he said he's been dealing with an ongoing health issue and his doctors are closely monitoring his condition. Now, he didn't reveal exactly what that condition is, but just sending some love his way and hopefully, you know, he'll be A-OK. And last but not least, I don't know if you heard yesterday, B, but congratulations are in order to West Virginia's women's basketball team. They beat TCU to win the women's Big 12 tournament title, and that's going on in Kansas City. That happened last night in KC, and so I know the men's tournament actually kicks off this week. So if you want to go down there, still good opportunities for you to just be in the mix. And I heard they got a really high-tech court, so you might want to check it out. I'm sure finna go hit up DJ Duke and see if I can get in through the back door. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to check out my tickets. But make sure you check it
check
out.
Check her ID, y'all.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's spicy season. Happy birthday to those nurturing, devoted, and artistic Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Send it over birthday love to well-known actor and child star who gave us the classic Webster and one of my favorite shows from the 80s. Sending a happy birthday to Emmanuel Lewis. Sending over a big happy birthday to rapper Roxanne Shanté. Sending over some birthday love to actor and rapper YG400. A happy birthday to former NBA player Matt Barnes. A big, major happy birthday to one of my uncles, rapper, singer, producer, and actor, straight out of my hometown. Happy birthday to Chingy. Give me what you got for a pop shot. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to rapper, actor, and TV host who started his career at a very young age. Happy birthday to Bow Wow.
ID, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Stacey Goodman, LB Picks, and Brittany Renan. Happy birthday, Allison Hart, Anitra Houston, and Allison Webb. Sending birthday love to Sean Hudson, Monterio Emmy, and Keith Young. Happy birthday, Joy Sullivan and Lachey Jordan. And a big special happy birthday to my dog, exclusive ENT Keenan. Happy birthday, KD, and everybody else born on March 9th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy
birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Top of the top. This is Dre.
What's going on, Dre? How your Monday starting off?
Beautifully. Every day I take up on top of the dirt is a beautiful day.
All right, man. What's your check engine light looking like?
Oh, man. Non-existent. We blessed over here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Dre, we got a shot to hook you over two tickets to the R&B Lovers Tour that's going down April 3rd, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready for that?
Is that
I'll take that as a yes.
Yes.
I like the way you name me.
You trying to call for background singers in the midst of the song. So where y'all at?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, man. I ain't even having coffee. I need it.
I don't mind it. I just hesitant on singing, you know, lady R&B songs with another fella. I didn't know you.
Y'all made history.
I'll be in the background. I'll be one of the Temptations.
That's why I needed the help. You see why I needed the help, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, Dre, you are winning those two tickets to the R&B Lovers Tour. It's happening April 3rd at the T-Mobile Center. Keith Sweat, Drew Hill, and more will be in the building. Who are you going to take with you?
Oh, man. See, this is.
Smart
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Text line bumping in a minute.
Hey.
All right, man. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. There we go.